After coercing Sasha into bed and kissing him goodnight, I found Johnny in his armchair, the TV silent. Sitting on the sofa, I leaned towards him, waiting for him to speak. Dad has told Sasha about another fine Novak family tradition, learning to shoot at the age of 12. Johnny's tone is flat. He also promised our son a gun for his next birthday. Anger thrums along my limbs. What? How could Milan do this without our permission? I have to make a concentrated effort not to shout my frustration at Johnny and his ridiculous family traditions. God knows what else my son has been exposed to. It wouldn't surprise me to learn that Milan has shared their stupid family motto too. No friends, no feelings, no conscience, only family. We've been together for 13 years, Ames. Are you really asking me why my father didn't seek our permission before promising Sash he can follow in my footsteps? I can see that Johnny is as frustrated as I am. Besides, it's not as though Sash needed Dad's prompting to want a gun. It was his first question when I got him back the night we swapped him for Granny Slater. When Ink and the twins carjacked you, they had guns, right? I think back to that night, the motorbike slowing to a stop in front of my car, the SUV wedging me in, the man in the balaclava aiming his gun at Sasha, asleep in the back seat. The terror that engulfed me as Sasha was scooped up and carried away from me by the man covered in tattoos. I gulped down the fear and answer, yes, they used guns. Johnny looks down. I can tell he's beating himself up for allowing us to be taken, like he had a choice. When he can meet my gaze, his eyes are glistening with unshed tears. I catch Sasha looking at you, like he's afraid you'll disappear, Ames. And there's the sleepwalking. He needs reassurance. I told him that tattoo man was dead and the twins were locked up in jail. The boxing practice isn't just about tiring him out. I'm teaching him how to defend himself because he deserves to feel some sense of control over his life. He needs to know his family, including my father, are here to protect him. I hear what he's saying, but it doesn't help. Milan is not going to leave us in peace, is he? A wave of deja vu washes over me as I'm transported back to Branka and Milan's kitchen table the morning after Ivan was gunned down. I'd said almost exactly the same thing. I repeat a version of those words now. Milan is going to take you and Sasha away from me. Johnny moves to the sofa and pulls me into his arms, whispering into my hair, I'm not going anywhere, Ames. Dad doesn't have the same control over me anymore. You know that. He shifts us apart so he can look into my eyes. I will protect you and Sasha from everyone, including my father. His words and passion are reassuring, but I don't know if it's possible unless I forbid Sasha from seeing Milan. Our son is very close to his Dida. There's hero worship underlying the love. They share a bond I don't see when Sasha interacts with my father, and there's nothing I can do or say that will change that situation. But I make a silent vow to protect both the child I have and the child growing inside me. The Novak family will lead my children into a life of violence over my dead body.